This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Stock, a share of a company. Stock, an edible broth. Listen as we join the two meanings. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, Congress and the White House need to agree by October 1st on a budget for the new fiscal year. That's next week this time. The House is expected to vote on an $854 billion package of Senate spending bills in the coming days. But Congress is putting off the stickiest decisions, including money for a border wall. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has more.
Congress has bundled five of the 12 spending bills it has to pass into just two bills. One has already been signed by the president, so it's done. The other has been passed by the Senate and is expected to be approved by the House this week. Maya McGinnis heads the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. She says that's pretty good progress.
That's almost half the appropriations bills, and it's close to three quarters of all the spending.
Lawmakers plan to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government running until December 7th, buying them time to work out the remaining spending bills. Another thing greasing the wheels? Congress agreed to bust through spending caps for next year and just tack the extra money onto the deficit.
Pay-fors have gone out of style, unfortunately.
That's Rudy Penner of the Urban Institute. He says back in the 90s, Congress created a pay-as-you-go rule that said extra spending had to be offset with budget cuts or tax increases. But time and again, that rule's been ignored. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Travel and lodging company Airbnb has asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to let it pay people who rent out their places using Airbnb stock instead of cold hard cash, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
There's considerable debate about whether Uber drivers are employees or not. That has implications for the whole gig economy. Orly Lobel, a law professor at San Diego University, says Airbnb is a little different.
Airbnb is on the far end of the spectrum of not being suspect of misclassification because they're not really using kind of intense labor and controlling the way that the hosts are operating.
Even so, she says the company's argument is that these homeowners are integral to the operation. Matthew Mitchell, a research fellow at George Mason University, says the basic idea is
those who have the most direct effect over the success of a venture should end up owning it.
Even if Airbnb succeeds in getting the SEC on board, the IRS would also have to get involved to determine how a shareholder agreement with hosts would affect tax liability for them and for the company. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Markets, Dow and S&P futures are down 0.2%. London's FTSE down 0.1%. Crude oil in New York is up 1.7% near 72 a barrel after oil exporters opted not to raise production this weekend. U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports are officially happening now as of today, and China has retaliated. Marketplace's coverage is available by typing areweinatradewar.com. Answer as of today, many experts say, is yes. Every day you make decisions about your own personal economy, including choices that aren't obviously about money. That's why Marketplace covers business and finance from so many different angles, connecting the dots between complex issues and why they matter to you. Invest in Marketplace today to make sure public service journalism is always here to deliver reliable, objective news and context about the economic forces that affect you every day. Donate whatever amount is right for you at marketplace.org. And thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before.
More at paloaltonetworks.com.
If cooler fall temperatures are putting you in the mood for a hot pot meal, you may have to wait in line. Hot pot restaurants are really popping throughout China, here in the U.S. and beyond. And patrons often wait for hours to dip raw meats, vegetables, and starchy things into a communal pot of broth. Now, this week, stock in a Chinese chain called Haidi Lao is going public on the Hong Kong Exchange. Marketplace's Justin Ho has this report.
If you feel like hot pot in New York, you'd probably head to Flushing. That's a neighborhood in Queens with a big Chinese population and hot pot places on almost every corner. $20 all-you-can-eat places and higher-end restaurants that can run up to $60 or $70 for a meal. The hot pot chain Luisho is one of them. It's the night before its soft opening and cooks are prepping little plates of raw menu items. Manager Lucy Wong shows me a table covered with them.
They have the mushroom, potato, noodle, tofu, sweet corn, and some meat, beef, lamb.
In the dining room, staff are dipping those ingredients into a pot of boiling red broth. And if you look through the window behind them, you'd see another hot pot place under construction across the street. Haidi Lao, one of the biggest hot pot chains in China. You can see now hiring posters on the windows. When I point this out, Wong is diplomatic.
I mean, it is a good competition, but we know this market maybe a little bit more than Haidi Lao in New York.
If Luisho knows the New York market already, Haidi Lao's been studying up. Haidi Lao opened a restaurant in L.A. in 2013 and has plans to open more in Houston and London. Its IPO is priced to raise nearly $1 billion, money it'll use to fund that global expansion. Kathleen Smith at Renaissance Capital has been following Haidi Lao.
The Chinese consumer is very familiar with this restaurant chain.
Or maybe they're familiar with the Haidi Lao experience. Employees offer massages to customers waiting in line. Dine there alone, and they'll bring out a teddy bear to join you. Jason Lee at the China Market Research Group in Shanghai says his highlight is the noodle show. That's where a chef stretches out a noodle and dances around, twirling it in your face.
They're trying to beat their competitors by their customized service to the consumers.
Customized service and noodle dances are just one way a hot pot place can stand out. Yu Li owns Tang Hot Pot in Manhattan. Like Haidi Lao, his restaurant is Sichuan style, and it offers premium items like Kobe ribeye and goat leg, along with a broth thickened with beef fat. Lee says with hot pot getting so competitive, newer restaurants have gotten fancier and more expensive.
People want to spend more. The economy has been booming both in the U.S. and China.
He says he's not surprised that Haidi Lao is expanding, in part because hot pot restaurants are easy to scale. The raw foods and the soup base can be standardized.
You don't depend on chef that much. You know, once you have ingredients ready, it's almost like a copy and paste thing.
The one challenge of running a hot pot place, he says, hiring enough wait staff to handle all the plates of raw food. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Justin got that restaurateur to give us a recipe for Chengdu-style hot pot broth. Prep the broth in advance, gather protein and vegetables, and invite friends. I'm so doing this. The recipe and helpful links we'll post online later this morning at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.